Hello, and this is Spartan Matters. It's myself, Nick, and I'm with Andy.
Yep. Hi, Nick. Good to see you again.
Thanks, Andy. So, what have you been up to in the last few weeks post-Gambia?
Post-Gambia? I haven't been doing much running, to be fair. I've been running most Tuesdays and Thursdays, apart from last couple of weeks, where I've done zero mileage. I think you actually did more mileage on Sunday a couple of weeks ago than I've done for the whole of the month of April.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, I finished in that little run in London.
Yeah, I saw. I see you're not wearing the medal at the moment, is that?
Yeah, I took it off about half an hour ago.
Okay.
Yeah, looking back, very pleased with it now. I'm not going to go bore everyone with London again.
No.
Very pleased. Still think, memorable with me being called a sexy bro by the Tower Hamlets Massive. That was a great achievement for myself.
That was an achievement, yes.
Yeah. So all in all, very pleased. PB, let's put it to bed and move on.
Absolutely. Sounds fantastic. But what's next then? What's coming up?
Well, we've got the Midweek League coming up. We've got our home race on the 12th of May. Still looking for runners and also looking for marshals and helpers.
Okay.
Really important we have a lot of helpers out. Maybe a suggestion, if you're going to run, bring a marshal.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was, we had that as a rule a while ago, didn't we? That if a club yeah. member was going to run, their other half has to stand outside and cheer them on.
Absolutely. We do have North Hearts Road Runners who, every year they help us out with marshals as well, but we still need more help. And in return, North Hearts Road Runners are hosting their race on the 13th of May, and they're also looking for marshals, so we usually go send a few down to help them as well.
Okay, that's really good, actually, good local clubs working together, like that.
Absolutely, so if you're interested in helping out, either on the 12th or 13th, let me know, and I'll put your name down on the list.
So are you your chief marshal, are you?
I am chief marshal for our race, yeah.
Fantastic, and do you get to wear the hat and use the megaphone, or is that...
Not this year.
Okay, not after last time, no?
No, it's pretty awkward.
Yeah, okay,
forget
no
about
problem.
That. Don't want to talk about that.
Absolutely. Okay, well, talking about races, I believe we've had the final 5K handicap of the sort of spring.
Wow, yes, and some interesting news I know happened at that race. Very interesting.
I just want to say, Andy J's been a bit quiet. Did he not win this time?
I guess he didn't.
Ah.
But okay. I do know one of the athletes at the 5K handicap actually took different measures to try and beat Andy J this year by going around on roller skates. Is that legal or not?
Depends. Was he being towed by that bloke that was being paced by Paula Radcliffe at London?
Oh, Sir Grant. Good point. I don't know. I don't know if Sir Grant took part in the 5K handicap.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know what happened.
I suppose if you're slipstreaming and then sort of slingshotting past, it could have just out-dipped Andy on the line, maybe.
Could break the speed limit, I tell you.
There are speed cameras down Six Hills Way, aren't there?
Yeah.
Be a little bit careful. But no, I mean, I believe it's a good turnout for it. Some good times, but it bodes well for the Midweek League.
That's good.
Cool, okay. I mean, I know that we're changing the training slightly. You may have seen the email came out last weekend about the new training plan and how we're shortening the intervals down to tailor it for speed.
Yeah, so is it like 2-minute sessions now?
Yeah, we're going to do mixture of... Yeah. We're literally going to go out, run for 2 minutes and then come back again.
Yes.
No, we're shortening down the intervals on a Tuesday and making the training plan a bit more relevant to the races we're doing in the summer, which is good.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah. It'll be good.
And some Sunday runs are happening, I believe.
Oh, yes. I know now all the this marathon's all out of the way. We're now going back to the Sunday runs. Obviously, you get yourself go out usually with Group B, and I usually go out with Group C. It's Group C, you know, we're going to get the usual high standard of social and banter and running mixed together in harmony.
Okay.
Got some exciting new routes planned for the summer, using a bit of the challenge route, maybe going farther afield, so I'll let everyone know about that.
Yeah, I mean, Group B, they probably do exactly the same, but I'm just at the back, sort of not being out of breath, so I wouldn't know. They generally just leave me behind.
Well, you know, if you fancy a bit of banter, come on Group C.
Okay, yeah, I'll bear that in mind. Good, okay. So where do the Sunday runs start? Are they all sort of different? How do we find out about them?
Well, what I'm planning to do is to try and get them on the forum, on the Facebook page for Sunday Runners. It's, you know, Group C is available for all abilities, and it's usually people run like 10-minute mile plus pace. We'll put a distance, we're looking about 5 miles to six,
okay.
Up to 10 miles in maximum.
Brilliant. Okay, fantastic. And now the sun's out, obviously EVAC started.
Oh, yes. Now, this is where the ladies of the Spartans, and the men as well, come to the fore.
But mainly the ladies, don't
mainly
they?
Mainly the ladies.
The ladies generally win everything, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They're my favourite evac team around.
Absolutely. The running stripes.
The running stripes.
Based in Stevenage.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And what does evac stand for, Nick?
Oh, no. Is this a test?
Well, no. I was just wondering if you knew.
I don't know. Do you know what it is? I think it's the Eastern Veterans Athletics Amateur Club Championship.
Type thing, yes. Excellent. That sounds pretty good. And if we don't know, maybe somebody on there could actually tell us.
Or maybe listen to the interview with Tessa and Dave, which
yes.
I did mention evac, and I was listening, but I forgot.
Okay, no problem at all. So evac's on the track, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
Okay, normally they do track and field, don't they?
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to try all different types of track events, you know, pole vault, the shot put.
Javelin, long jump.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. I know there was rumours that there was someone throwing a javelin on a unicycle once down at Ridlington Running Track. It was actually a Spartan.
Is that allowed, same as the roller skates on the 5K?
That's a good point. I'm not sure. You know, I think he did set the Spartan record for the longest javelin throw on a unicycle. But, again, I don't know.
Okay. So that's on a Wednesday evening. Back, isn't it?
Indeed, yes, yes.
And do they see Tessa for that? Tessa and Dave? Are they?
Yeah, yeah. If you get in touch with Tessa and Dave, they are the evac gurus, the masters of evac.
Absolutely.
They let you know everything and anything you need to know.
And Tessa's the one that holds all of the records for the track, isn't it? And Dave doesn't. Was that what I got from the interview you did with her?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic.
Yes, yes.
Good news.
Tessa was it's the international superstar on the track, and Dave's her husband.
Brilliant, okay.
Yeah.
And I believe Simon Jackson's just started doing evac as well.
Yes, you know, I think that's a great addition to the evac team. Simon Jackson, who has been doing too well recently, as we've mentioned, we don't like to mention on the podcast.
We don't like to bring it up. I don't know why I did bring it up. It's,
yeah, obviously, I think the evac team are hoping for an improvement from Jacko, but again, we don't want to mention it.
No, we won't. But to be fair, he's probably focusing on midweek league now.
Yes, yes, like all us top Spartans are. Midweek league, that's
all. Tunnel vision, just going straight for it.
Midweek league, the run, and the buffet.
Excellent. So, who have we got lined up as future guests?
You know, we've got to do a call out for some more guests. I've got some guests in mind. I think Sir Grant Ramsey will be an awesome guest again.
I actually think our chairperson, Bev Harlow, would be good. She's run more international races than you.
Yes, I think that'd be brilliant. And I think also, people get an idea, what does the chair do? What do they do?
Absolutely, yeah. That could be quite good, actually. That.
I've got other ideas of future guests in mind, but I think at the moment, Sir Grant and Bev, be a good starter.
That should be a good start.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, I think that's just about going to wrap it up fairly soon. So I'll hopefully wish you all the best for the Midweek League. I believe you're going to be marshalling it tomorrow, so I'm going to do my best to get round.
Yep.
And overtake as many other shirts as I can.
Yeah, I've just got like one final point to say.
Oh, okay.
I feel a little bit of advice. I know a lot of people have finished marathons and they're thinking, what are we going to do next? And you do a bit of a lull, you know, after the high of the marathon.
Good point.
Little tip, I say, enter another race straight away. Keep the focus going.
Yeah, I mean, while you've got the miles in the legs, it's definitely worth maintaining it and keep it going.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's it for me.
Nick, that is a top tip from the ex-skipper.
There you go. See, once in a while, I do come up with the odd tip.
Absolutely. Okay, and have you rehydrated yourself now?
Of course.
Fantastic news. Okay, well, that's great. It's been good to talk, and we'll speak to you again and have some more guests in the future as well.
Cheers, Andy. Cheers, guys. Take care.
Cheers, Nick. Bye now.